This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. It's Friday. I don't think we properly acknowledge the fact that it's Friday yet today. Have a great Friday, mother fathers.
Have a great Friday, you mother.
That's right, Maria. Harder, better, faster, longer. Yeah. Have a great Friday. Cat just snuck up on me this week. You know?
No, it's funny. Well, what? It's not really funny.
Sure it is. Tell me.
But there was a connection. The Anchorage mayor that she's yelling at in that clip.
Maria, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The one, have a great Friday, you mother... He has a connection to the Bay Area, so I don't know if after, you know, having the troubles he did and having to step down as the mayor there in Alaska, if he tried to come home and now his local radio station's playing that lady nonstop.
He left Alaska to get away from the echoing memory of Maria Athens, and here he
and
is.
Found her still echoing.
You know what's funny? Because she was a blip. She was a tiny blip on the radar. And she could have been a superstar if only she'd somehow stayed out of the sanitarium.
Sometimes they burn too hot.
Burn themselves right out, Vinny. All her accounts are disabled. I love her. Oh. I mean, we've got one voicemail message and one Facebook message, and that's all we need.
That's all we have.
Any update on Maria Athens?
Trying to find an update on Mayor Ethan Berkowitz.
Oh, Mayor Ethan Berkowitz.
I can't find anything
either. Male genitalia showing on an underage kid's website.
He grew up here in San Francisco. He was born here.
He has ties here. That's why I'm saying that, you know, he may have tried to come home, and boy, that's...
Don't come home. There's these two clowns, Sarah and Vinny. Your nemesis is getting played all... They haven't played you, but they play that lady you're trying to get away from.
Right.
She's a big star here. She could come here.
Anchorage Mayor Ethan Berkowitz has his male genitalia posted on an underage girl's website. Coming up tonight, Fox 4 News at 9 and Newsnet National for sure will cover this.
I can't believe I am such a good person.
It looks like he tried to run for governor of Alaska.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Recently or?
It can't be recent.
No, yeah, but he has a whole website for... him for governor, so
his gubernatorial bid.
That was before he was outed by Maria.
Yeah.
Right. Based on everything I read, and I, you know, we only know what we saw, what was reported, but it sounds like him and this lady became friendly, and then it's clear all this happened to him because he wanted pictures of her naked.
Yeah. And, you boys, you really do know how to dig your own grave.
He was in pursuit.
Every girl has a psycho bitch in her. Some psychoer than others.
But Maria. It's in there. It's in there.
It is. You don't want to let her loose.
Right. You might be outed on.
We can't. We're even.
Newsnet National might.
Right.
Cover
Newsnet
this
National
sure.
will might cover this for sure. Well, for sure might cover this for now.
Might for sure.
Yeah. It's this. I've been in such a psycho state that I am actually in my head going, wow.
Are you looking at Bryn's shirt, Vinny?
You are out of
Yes. Do you guys know that Bryn is wearing an NSYNC shirt?
Yeah, he's wearing the boy band.
Why not? And it says on the arms, it says, bye, bye, bye. Can you see that?
Yeah, I sure do.
What in the heck?
I like it.
I got it as a Christmas present from my sister.
Oh, it's great. You know, what year? In 1999?
No, it was recent. It was 2 years ago.
What?
It's just my era, so it's fine.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. I'm going to sport it because
you love NSYNC.
They're not around anymore as a band.
Yeah. And, so it's vintage. It's
well,
like
they never
vintage.
Really yeah, were is, a band, as we like to call bands.
They're,
you know,
they're a band. They're a band.
Absolutely a band.
Are they?
They're a band, yeah.
They're a okay. boy band. It's yeah. right in the name. Boy.
Boy. Boy. Band.
Band.
Band. All right.
They're a band of boys.
Just like, Backstreet Boys in One Direction.
I think we should call them a manufactured boy band.
Whatever, dude.
Remember earlier on the air, we heard Van Halen, and I was like, that's how you do it, kids. You want to start a band, that's what you do.
Yeah.
This NSYNC thing, that is, well, I mean, if you're a good dancer and, you know, you...
And one of you can sing. Or if you know someone who can and you can hire them to do all the
Come
vocals
on,
for
guys.
You.
Don't
be a hater.
Don't be on NSYNC, all right?
Don't be a hater. Be a motivator, okay?
A baby
right,
bye, exactly. bye,
right.
bye,
you know what?
Look, I love great. NSYNC. I'm not...
They're fantastic. You're right. Oh, look at you go. All right. So glad that was found.
I discovered it yesterday, Sarah. Like,
yeah, no, it's the first time I've heard it too, but it's unfortunately appropriate more often than I'd like.
Celebrity Trash this time around is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Check out our station's website, see all the cool contests we have going on. We have front row tickets to the Jonas Brothers. Mm-hmm. We've got Hella Megator tickets. Right. We've got Bottle Rock information. It's all at RadioAlice.com/contest. Nice. You should check that from time to time because a lot of times we have a contest running that we're not necessarily talking about on the air, mm-hmm. too. You know, just it's like a little secret reward
right.
for checking it out. Speaking of secrets, secret show today. We're taping one of those if you're a fan of the secret show. You just like to hear people talking dirty. No, by the way, I would like to say thank you. I didn't see any emails this week that were clearly specifically just to hear us say the words. Sometimes people write these emails that they describe all this graphic stuff. I'm like, they just want to hear us say it.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to hear me read it.
Right.
None of that. Some really solid questions. Oh, that one, the one where the guy is trying to decide whether or not he should do stuff to the...
He should help out. Yeah.
I don't remember that one.
Well,
it's coming up
it's
today.
It's coming up today in the secret.
Oh,
today.
You mean you guys have read this stuff? And
well,
I
we talked
seen
about
it.
We talked about it a little bit yesterday about this situation that this guy finds himself in. And he's like, yeah, I want to do it. Would you think it'll screw anything up? Oh. So we'll talk about that and more.
Right.
Tons of stuff coming up for the secret show. Very, very exciting. Glad to have it back. On TV this weekend, there's a couple things. I like to do this on Fridays, just a little sort of roundup of what's happening, because we don't get to talk to you on Saturday and Sunday. So
what
tonight...
On Saturday a little bit.
Yeah, but we're not, you know, that's not live. It's just a secret. It's just
a
special.
Don't say that.
Oh, sorry. Time. Yes, we're here 6 days a week. Friday, that's tonight, at 8 o'clock on MTV, Ken Young hosts See Us Unite for Change. It's a special to stop Asian hate and celebrate the history and contributions of the Asian community for Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month. So it's got all kinds of performances, everyone from Sting and Saweetie to the Black Eyed Peas and Janae Aiko, somebody called the Far East Movement. That might be Sting's deal. And appearances by Daniel Dae Kim, Olivia Munn.
Far East is that band.
Feeling so high like a G6.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
like
really?
Six like a G6. Yep.
Oh.
You guys
Boy.
Know that song?
I do
no,
know that
I do
song.
Know it, but oh. it's, you know, it's, I mean, do they have any other songs?
No, they're just going to do that one. They keep
had, like,
fading it up.
A couple of hits, but yeah, they weren't as hot.
Yeah, that one was huge, but I don't know. Oh, Rocketeer. That one's another one.
Nope, don't know that one.
Okay.
Sing that a little for us.
I forgot how it goes.
Uh-huh.
I'm really thinking. I really forgot how it goes. And they just talk about flying. It goes fly. Like they like to fly.
All right.
G6 Rocketeer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So lots of performances. Oh.
I didn't pull Rocketeer.
Oh, all right. That's
fine.
That
one. To
so this is airing all over the place. It's they're saying it's an MTV special. It's called See Us Unite for Change, and it's also airing on VH1, BET, CMT, Nick, Comedy Central, TV Land, Paramount, Pop TV, and Logo. So it's all over the place, and that's tonight. Also tonight, I'm mentioning this one, Vin, because Dave Bautista, who plays, I can't think of the guy's name again.
Drax the Destroyer
from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
He is starring in Zack Snyder's Army of the Dead. He's a guy who's hired to get past a horde of zombies to salvage $200 million from a casino vault before the government nukes Las Vegas.
Oh.
Because of all the zombies there, they're going to nuke it so that they can get rid of that giant zombie pack.
He was pretty good in Blade Runner, the new Blade Runner, too.
Oh, what is he in that? I can't remember.
Bautista. He is the first guy that Ryan Gosling goes and finds, and there's a buried something buried by the tree. That's that dude's house. He's the actor that plays that first.
I see.
Quest.
Wow, that is quite as that's a zombie horde. There's no mm-hmm. question about it. So we're watching. We're actually looking at the trailer right now, and you know, it's an action adventure zombie movie. What could be better? It's called Army of the Dead. It's tonight on. It's actually probably on Netflix right now. I think they drop things right on.
That's right.
Right at midnight. So on Amazon. The series premiere of Pink, All I Know So Far. That's all I know so far. It's a behind-the-scenes look at how Pink balances family and life on the road, leading up to her first Wembley Stadium performance on 2019's Beautiful Trauma World Tour. So this is all pre-pandemic.
Some ladies in my neighborhood, including my wife, went and saw Pink one night. Like, this was mom's night out or something. Like, four or five of them, and I've never seen anyone froth so hard after the day after. Like, they just couldn't get over how incredible Pink was. Do you understand what we're trying to tell you? And I'm like, yeah, I like her too. She's great.
No, you had to be
there. We don't think you understand. I'm just like, you guys, I get it. I've seen her sing in person. She's really, really good.
We were 4 feet from her. Can you say that? Huh?
It's just something that I was really impressed. I thought, wow. Pink.
Blew
she had
the
fans. They were
place.
Fans when they walked in and came out even bigger fans. That's right. That's good. That's great.
Apple TV Plus today, the series premiere of The Me You Can't See. That's where Oprah and Prince Harry guide discussions about mental health and emotional well-being and open up about their own mental health journeys and struggles. Saturday Night Live, Anya Taylor-Joy, the chick from The Queen's Gambit. She's hosting the 46th season finale of Saturday Night Live, and Lil Nas X is the musical guest. Sunday, 8 o'clock, NBC. Nick Jonas is hosting the Billboard Music Awards. Tons of performers. Duran Duran, Jimmy Jam, and Terry Lewis with Sounds of Blackness. Pink, Alicia Keys, 21 Pilots, who have a new record out today, right? That's we've got some good new music coming up at 8 o'clock.
Yep.
And more. And that basically rounds. That's Sunday night. That basically rounds out your weekend. Pride Month is right around the corner, and the Teletubbies are embracing Pride. More than 20 years after the gay Tinky Winky scandal, which I don't know if you remember this, but it was, I want to say Jerry Falwell. I'm sure the name is in here. They called out Tinky Winky, who's the purple Teletubby, for having a triangle on his head, being purple and holding a handbag. And they're like, oh my God, they're subverting our children and making them all gay. I love the Teletubbies. I just find them to be so gentle and sweet. My sister
was
kids...
obsessed with them.
Oh, still?
No, she was. Like, when she was little, she had like a little toy, I think, of the yellow one.
Oh, is that Lala?
I think so. I know there's... Yeah.
Dipsy, Lala, Poe, and Tinky Winky.
Whoa, look at you go. Wow,
well, I think Poe is funny because they introduce themselves and they go, like, they do the song and then Poe just goes, Poe.
Poe. Yeah, so cute. I do love
them.
They're
so cute.
They are. And they just help each other and everything's fine. And
yeah, we never caught the Teletubby thing here at my house. It's just it's not on.
I think you can probably still find
sure.
98 to 08, it was a staple. I don't know. Was it a PBS thing?
I think so. Or BBC, maybe.
So now they are embracing the 22-year-old controversy. They say it's the biggest scandal, the biggest gay scandal since Bert and Ernie. Why do those two male puppets live together? So now it looks like they're embracing this. They're doing a Teletubbies Pride collection just ahead of June. It's like 90s vintage vibe, you know, dolphin shorts and t-shirts. And
dolphin shorts.
Fantastic.
Oh, God, I love dolphin shorts. Not to wear, but to see girls wearing them. Sure. But they were awesome.
And then the proceeds are going to benefit nonprofit LGBTQ media monitor GLAAD. So they say it's centered around two themes, Big Hug, Big Love, written like sort of in Teletubbies font with some of their little head antennas on it, and Teletubbies Love Pride. It's really, it's super cute.
Did they actually talk? I forgot.
A little.
Or is it just like, ah?
They would say like, uh-oh, okay. Or hello, and you know. They didn't have a lot of words. They were like two-year-olds.
Yeah. It was mainly about like what they were showing the TV on their tummy.
Oh, that's right. That would turn into, there would be like, all kinds of little shorts, little actual children
in the
world
doing things.
They would
zoom in on their stomach, and then their stomach would turn
into
that.
So wait, I'm not sure if I'm getting this right. So, Coco, you actually grew up on Teletubbies?
It was my little sister. She did. So that was on. So that's how I knew what they were.
Well, you would have been five or so when
you weren't that old.
I wasn't as into it as her.
It was for babies. Yeah, it was very babyish.
Yeah, it was. I just thought it was weird. I'm like, oh, we're going to watch TV on his belly. Okay. Yeah.
And then it would be about some five-year-old out in the world, though, you know?
Yeah.
The kid is,
it was
you
educational,
know,
but.
Sort of. I mean, you show like some little girl washing. I like to help washing up. It was
That's
all,
why I thought it was
English
probably
kids.
On BBC because it was all English.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like an egg. We still say that. There was this little kid who's, you know, his mom showed him how to hard boil eggs, and then he cracks it and he's eating his egg, and he says, I do like an egg. And every time we have eggs, we all say, I do like an egg. Kids, their stuff sticks with you. Knives Out 2, it's happening. And Kate Hudson has just been announced as having joined the cast. So there's a ton of big names in this. And of course, it's anchored by Daniel Craig, who will be playing the investigator again. Benoit, something or other. So if you're, I'm excited for it. I think it's going to be great. The Friends reunion is hosted by James Corden. And there are people who are, you know, because everyone's got to be outraged about something. They're like, what has he got to do with this? It's like, they just pick someone to host it. Like, do we have to yell at James? Nice James Corden? He's so nice.
I wonder if Jimmy Kimmel hosted it, if there would be a lot more backlash. Like,
I don't know.
I just picked Jimmy Kimmel randomly.
Yeah, I truly don't. I mean, yeah.
So you're saying
was...
it's because it's a Brit?
Maybe.
Oh.
Maybe.
Well, people are saying, you know, there were so many guest stars over the years, you should have one of them host the thing.
Yeah.
But they picked, I mean, really, I think the big concern here is what's going on with Matthew Perry, not
you
who's
know what?
Hosting the thing.
I thought of that 30 times yesterday. Like, that's a person who's in crisis, and I'm super, but I understand why everyone there is just trying to get through it, but why, I mean, even the other actors who, they're not his parents, they're probably, while they're friendly and acquaintances and have this connection, they're probably not actually friends in the sense that they could yell, cut, we got to get Matthew, like, I'm sure there's weird pressures on them all, but that's this moment where there's something wrong with him, and we all know what his history is. I don't get it. I can't believe that they've been willing to just move forward with it.
It's
yuck.
He's the one who broke the news that there was even going to be a reunion, you know, before the pandemic started. What's interesting, because I watched almost the whole trailer this morning. You know how you get down a well like that, and you're like, I can't. I'm just watching it. And I realized about halfway through, he hadn't said, everyone's commenting all the different characters. He hadn't said one thing. They had one tiny little clip of him saying something. And then I think there were a few things where they showed like reaction shots or whatever, but they're not letting him say a whole lot.
He said, oh, I'm going to cry. And then that's when Jen Aniston like put her hand on his back to like,
That's it. I mean, he doesn't say anything in this entire trailer. And the trailer's, I don't know, 4 minutes long. And nothing from him. Everybody else, blah, 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 blah. Well, they all look bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. So, but he looks like the old guy that's sort of in the corner. It's terribly tragic. Or we're all overreacting. And finally, I'll leave you with this. Would you ever pose for photos with bees crawling all over you?
No. No, why would I do that?
To help bring more bees to the world. You know how we have...
Oh, I'd like to have more bees, but I don't want them all over me, no.
So Angelina Jolie, I sent you this photo. It's the second one is an actual video. Mm-hmm. She stood still and let bees climb all over. Her mouth's even not tightly closed, which is sort of amazing. They put pheromones all over her. She was told, don't shower for 3 days. Don't shower or bathe for 3 days. because sometimes the smell of the shampoos can make the bees confused. And then they rubbed her all over with things that would make them calm and make them sort of swarm on her. And there's only maybe, I don't know, what is that, 200 bees? But they're all up and down her neck, shoulders, which are bare, and down the front of her shirt. And she just looks calm. I'm not sure how long it takes them to gather those bees up afterward. But she said one of them did get under her dress. But don't worry, she survived.
Well, it looks like a bunch of them are getting under there, but okay.
Yeah, maybe that part's tight and they went up the bottom.
Oh.
One of them had a little camera, was trying to get an upskirt.
Hello.
Down there. Yeah. So she's there, she is with a swarm of bees, and it's National Geographic put this together.
The Vinny Bee went rogue.
Vinny! Vin Bee! So they described how she's involved with the Women for Bees initiative. It's pretty complex what they had to go through to get these photos taken. Again, the wiping of pheromone wipes to keep the bees calm and think you're the queen, I guess. She's long been involved with this like UNESCO Women for Bees initiative. They're looking to build 2,500 beehives and restock 125 million bees by 2025 and training and supporting women to be beekeepers in these areas. So
cool.
I know it's good. We need bees. Bees are in trouble. Keep hearing that. Without bees, we don't get food. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. So there you go. That's what Angelina Jolie is up to.
And she looks great.
She does. She's beautiful. So skinny, though. Like, her arms look really bony. All right. What's coming up in the news, Vin? On that note.
I have really important information if you're into winning a bunch of money.
Oh, I know.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.